gig the way we're going. Plenty of your feedback too on Facebook. And I got a statement here from my boss, from my ultimate boss, the Nine Entertainment Company. This is what they say. It is unfortunate that Facebook have taken this position, and it will indeed inhibit us from sharing our quality news and information with Australians. Nobody benefits from this decision, as Facebook will now be a platform for misinformation to rapidly spread without balance. This action proves again their monopoly position and unreasonable behaviour. But today's statement does not mean Facebook will not have to abide by the federal government's proposed media bargaining code. Value has already been transferred, and Facebook has benefited from our content for many years. We should be able to access their monopoly platform and have the right to monetize our content as a result. We have been negotiating with Facebook in good faith. We remain willing to do a deal with them that provides a mutually beneficial outcome and ensures quality information is available to all Australians on their platform. Now, the interesting thing, as I say, is that it is not just media organisations who apparently have been swept up in this. We've found the City of Perth. We have found the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, which I just think is a disgrace. This is fascinating. Zach Kirkup, the opposition leader's Facebook page, seems to be blocked at the moment. However, Mark McGowan, the Premier, his Facebook page is okay. Work that out. 3.5 weeks out from a state election. Zach Kirkup's Facebook page has been affected. Mark McGowan's has not. 3.5 weeks out from an election. And you're telling me that Facebook are responsible corporate citizens and they do the right thing and they're not a threat to both democracy and information and free societies. Boy, oh boy, this is getting hairy.